Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. And it's so exciting to be with you guys this coming week and just coming in here. And I want to just challenge you this week and challenge all of us. And I was traveling this week and I was thinking about some of the things that would maybe help you identify. As I was speaking, and I was talking about the components of our brain and some of our learned types of patterns of thinking that we've acquired and picked up along the way. And we really sometimes don't really understand why they're there, or we sometimes subconsciously don't realize or recognize that it's not at the forefront of our mind. And we have a way of just reasoning, or we have a way of viewing or responding a certain way without really giving it a second thought that perhaps there are these types of thinking and thought patterns that have developed over a period of time, and we've not really challenged it, let alone recognized it. And as a result of that, it's really faulty thinking, and we fall and succumb to this way of belief, and we really haven't addressed it, acknowledged it, identified it so that we can challenge it and move towards a healthier mind. And I think when the mind is extremely in a state of unhealthiness, it really does affect every other area of your life. Proverbs says it best, where the mind goes, the man will go. So a good indication of what your life is going to be like, future tense, is a direct result of what the condition of your mind is in. So we've got to identify some of these thought patterns that were learned, and they are really not recognized consciously throughout the day. We just kind of allow these thoughts to just linger like clouds above us. And we really don't take the time to acknowledge it and try to change it and challenge it. I mean, when you think of the word challenge, that's really the road to start to have a healthy mind, is challenging some of these thought patterns. And oftentimes it can get a little chaotic in our mind and thoughts are racing. And there's all these studies that were done that we have thousands and thousands and thousands of thoughts a day. They bombard us. And it's really hard to compartmentalize or put them in a box. I mean, it'd be great. It's kind of like one of those messy drawers that we all have at the house. And it's not really neat and organized. That's kind of how sometimes the brain is. There's just so many thoughts, and we really haven't put them in boxes and identified them, let alone really challenge them. But if we want healthy minds, we're going to have to become aware of what these thoughts are. And one that I really want to talk about today is, I've talked to many of you and gotten your feedback in regards to some of the topics that we want to talk about in this podcast that can help you become better within your soul. And the one I want to talk about today is really the one that this kind of thought, faulty thinking, we jump into conclusions. And a lot of us do it. We just jump into conclusions. And your conscious mind, and also your subconscious mind, when you look at both of them, your conscious mind, meaning you are conscious, you're aware, it's at the forefront. And then your subconscious mind, it's one of those where it's kind of not something that it's at the forefront, but you kind of like, oh yeah, I remember, and you kind of bring it up. Well, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, they're really married together. So I want you to think about that. They're married together. They're intertwined. And as a result of that, the way the brain is comprised, the way the Lord really has put our brain together, oftentimes, he wants our mind to be healthy. And so he comes and establishes truth in our lives. And that's very important for us to live our lives in such a healthy state, because we can think ourselves into, we can think ourselves into depression. We can think ourselves into sadness. We can think ourselves into depression and sadness and anger and rejection, unforgiveness. We can think ourselves into that. And knowing that our conscious mind and our subconscious mind are married together, I think it's very important for us to maybe acknowledge if there's any jumping to conclusions kind of thoughts. And I'd like to put that one in a box today, so at least we get rid of some of the clutter in our minds. These kinds of thoughts are really, it's almost like you mind read. And oftentimes these thoughts come into play in this way, that you really have no proof of something, but you are really certain that it is. And so you kind of jump into a conclusion. Somebody who jumps into a conclusion, they almost feel like they know exactly what another person's feeling. They know exactly what another person is thinking. Almost as if you could read their mind. You may say things like, well, I am positive they're angry at me. I am certain that they don't like me. I'm pretty sure that they reject me. I'm pretty certain that I'm just not going to get that position. I'm pretty sure that I am not going to maybe attain the promise. And so you're jumping to a conclusion. Sometimes you jump into a conclusion when it comes to your career, or you jump to conclusions when it comes to other people. And you really, in your mind, think that that person is thinking this, when in reality, it's just really mind reading. It manifests itself, right? And kind of like mind reading. You're mind reading somebody when in reality, you don't really have proof. You can conclude, right, that somebody is maybe holding a grudge against you. But in fact, you have absolutely no evidence of that. You haven't actually bothered to communicate with that person to find out if you are right. We just jump to conclusions. I want you to kind of acknowledge and recognize those areas in your life where we're just kind of jumping into conclusions. Has somebody ever not texted you and then you jumped into a conclusion? Have you ever reached out to somebody and then they just didn't maybe give you a second thought, or they maybe forgot, or they maybe didn't even get the text and you're checking and checking to see if they received it, if it says read or delivered, and you're waiting for that response. And because they didn't respond immediately, you jump to a conclusion. Has somebody maybe given you the cold shoulder and then you jump to a conclusion? I want to say it like this for those that are listening, and that can almost be like PTSD sometimes. And I think all of us carry a little bit of PTSD, things that have happened in our past, and they are learned behaviors because of past experiences. And so we learned those patterns of thinking, and we make assumptions, exaggerated assumptions at that sometimes. But in reality, we really don't have proof. Which areas in your life have you found that you just kind of jump into a conclusion? You just assume that that's what it is because that's what it feels like for you. That's what it seems like for you, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth. You're just jumping to a conclusion. I'm not at all suggesting that you don't have perception, or I'm not at all suggesting that you may be right to a certain extent. But that doesn't mean that we can keep our minds in a healthy, in an unhealthy state. You may be right. They might be mad at you, but you really don't have any concrete evidence. And that could drive you crazy because you don't have anything evidential. You don't have any evidence, substantial evidence that would conclude that that is the case. Some of it is just mind reading. Some of it is just jumping to a conclusion. And when we live our lives jumping to conclusion, it's really like fortune telling because we're trying to tell the future or the minds of other people when in fact, that might not be the case. I want to challenge you this week. Just think about the areas and at least we can get some of the clutter out. Have you come to conclusions that are maybe inconclusive, false? You don't have all the evidence. You're jumping to a conclusion that isn't. And in reality, in the past, you recognize, oh, I've been wrong before. You know, they're going to walk away too. When in reality, you don't have any proof. But it might be PTSD. So at least in this podcast, we can put that one in the box. Is looking at all the clutter in the mind and then identifying, where do I jump to conclusions? And then putting those thoughts in a box and recognizing it. Now, we don't want to just recognize it and acknowledge it. We want to identify it, but we also want to challenge it. And then I want to change it so that I don't jump to conclusions anymore. One way that you can start is by identifying it. And then when you identify it, let me ask you this question. When you jump to a conclusion, what kind of feeling do you get from that? Let's say somebody doesn't return your text. Somebody doesn't answer immediately. What kind of feelings rise in you? You might feel rejected. You might feel angry. You might feel bitter. You might feel resentful. And then where's that going to lead you? To a specific behavior. And what's a behavior based on that thought? You might say things like, I am not going to talk to them again. I am going to block them. I am not going to do that ever again. I am not going to ever talk to them again. Perhaps that's what it leads you to. So identify it. And then the next step would be to challenge it. How can I challenge that thought? Well, I don't have substantial evidence. I don't have any proof. I don't know. So I could just be at peace. I could just let it go. I could ask. I could maybe reach out and say, hey, I could be wrong, but I noticed that when I was talking to you, I noticed that maybe you seemed a little bothered. Am I right? Am I correct in saying that? That would be a way to challenge it. It might be a friendship that you can ask. That's not always the case with every relationship, but if you can, you could maybe not make assumptions. And then you want to change it. By understanding your value, by understanding that you don't have to live your life rejected just because somebody didn't reach out to you, somebody didn't answer your text back. I mean, you could change it by saying, you know what? I'm valuable. And this might not be, even be personal. And if it is, and if there's resolution, then we can bring resolution to it. And there's some things that you absolutely can't change or control. Maybe somebody doesn't want to talk to you, but that doesn't change your value. Maybe somebody doesn't want a relationship with you, but that doesn't change your value. You can say, you know, I'm in control of my thoughts and I'm not in control of what others decide to do, but I am in control of what I choose to do. So this week, let's start identifying, is there a jumping to conclusion type of thoughts? Let's challenge it and let's change it.